Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Vayera, Tavshin, Ayin, Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Beis, Vayisa Eino Vayar, Vihine Shloisha Anashim, Vayar Vayoritz Tekrasam. The Torah tells us that it was the third day after Avraham Avinu had a Bris Mila. We know that on the third day after the Bris Mila is the most pain, Chazal tell us. And it says that Avraham Avinu was waiting for Orchem. He was waiting for guests in order to bring into his house. And Chazal tell us that on that day it was very, very hot. And as a result, Avraham Avinu went outside of his tent and he sat outside looking for guests. And the Torah tells us that all of a sudden he picked up his eyes and he saw that three guests were coming, three people were coming, and he ran towards them. Mefarshim go at length to explain, why is it that the Torah over here tells us about the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu, the maila of Avraham Avinu, and Achnasas Archem that he did with these three people? We don't find anywhere else in the Torah that the Torah talks about the other great things that Avraham Avinu did. We know about it from Chazal, for example, that he smashed all the Avodah Zarahs that was in his father's house, or that he had jumped into the Kibshon Ha'esh, they had jumped into the fire with Nimrod, or that he had set up doors on all four sides in order that people should come in and they shouldn't have to find a door. All the other great things that Avraham Avinu did, we don't really find that the Torah is Mairachin until this point where it talks about him waiting outside for the three guests to come, for the three Malachim who it ended up to be. Perhaps we can understand why the Torah goes to lengthy explanation over here with the following answer. A person like Avraham Avinu had done such great things up until then. As we said, he had been Mekadosh Shem Hashem. He had let the world know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only God. He had been Makar of many people, Avinu Shebashamayim, him and Sarah. He had done some great things. So a person like Avraham Avinu could fall into a trap, Chas V'Shalom, and say to himself, since I've done such great maisim, I've done such great mitzvahs, I've done such chashuva things, I've really accomplished a lot, I've turned over the world. As we know, his name was Avraham Ivri, Avraham Be'Ever Zeh, Makolo Olam Be'Ever Sheni. Avraham was on one side of the world, on one side of the river, and everybody else is on the other, which is a metaphor that Avraham Avinu went up against the current, he went up against the world. He taught them about God that hadn't existed until that time. So Avraham Avinu, one could think, would say, listen, I'm a tremendous person. I really put into the world the idea of one God. I've taught the world about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go out and to look for guests, especially when he had just had a Bris Mila, which is also something that he had done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something which he had taken upon himself, which was not easy at his age. So why should I possibly go out and add one little mitzvah? All right, today the Archim will come. I won't go and sit outside. If they come, they come. If they don't come, they don't come. The Torah HaKadosh is telling over here, no. There is no end to the shleimus that a person has to realize. A person has to realize his potential, and a person has to pursue every single mitzvah he possibly can. This is why the Torah tells us this story about Avraham Avinu. Because not only did Avraham Avinu do the great things, do the things that changed the world, but he also did the little things. He also took care of the small mitzvahs, so to speak. He also took care of the things that one would think that a great gadol like Avraham Avinu, he wouldn't have the time, or he'd have somebody else do it. No, Avraham Avinu himself went out, and he waited for the Archim, and tried to chaperon another mitzvah, to do more Ratzon Hashem. And then the Torah goes on to tell us that not only did he wait for them and bring them in, he had them wash up, he brought them food, and not only food, but the greatest delicacies. And Chazal tell us that all of these things that he gave them had tremendous significance, as Rashi says. Why did the Torah tell us all this? Because Maisa Avisim Labanim, the seeds of Klal Yisrael were being planted at this time by our Avis, by Avraham Avinu. And this teach us that we should never give up on any mitzvah, no matter how small, and never think that no matter how many great things we may have done that day, or that month, or that year, or right now, to even give up on a very small mitzvah. A good Shabbos.